The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, it's a third world prison, not very pleasant at all, and she can be, you know, there's a fair chance she'll be staying there for many, many years while she appeals and goes through clemency applications and so on. There's been, there's some Australians in there that have been in there since 2005 on the death sentence to Australians. But basically, it's a third world prison, three times over capacity. It was built to hold just over 300. It usually houses about 1,000 prisoners. There's no segregation between a serial killer, a paedophile, and someone caught with one ecstasy tablet. They're all housed together. The only way you can get any sort of separate cell or a bed brought in, there's no bedding supplied, no, only very basic food. The only way you can have anything, life a little bit better in there is to pay money. That money talks in there, and it's the only thing that does. And the women are actually in a section inside the jail. It's primarily a men's jail. There's about 100 women who share about 10 cells in an isolated area in the women's block. And they sort of have it worse than men in the sense that they get locked up in those cells at 4:30 in the afternoon and don't get released until 7 in the morning.
So it's pretty grim. It's certainly not like prisons we have in the UK.
No, it's very grim. But on the other side, you know, hand, you can bribe to have, you know, your favourite meal brought in, bribe the guards, who are only on just over $100, $150 a month. And so, you know, for extra pay, they're pretty much, you know, happy to do anything. And over the years, they've, you know, been busted bringing drugs in. They brought a laptop into one of the Bali bombing terrorists who was in there until he was moved to Nusa Kambangan, another island, and executed. So in a way, it's filthy. You don't get anything provided. And violent, corruption's rife, but, you know, the corruption does allow you to have certain privileges that other jails in the UK and Australia and other, you know, first world countries wouldn't allow you to have.
So during your time in Bali, what have you learnt about this British woman, Lindsay Sandiford?
Well, I know about the jail very well because I wrote a book on it called Hotel K, which, and so through doing that, I wrote the second book, Snowing in Bali, which was basically talking over the last 18 months to the high-end cocaine dealers, the Western dealers, and they knew of this woman. They knew of Lindsay Sandiford. She was a hashish trafficker from India, and clearly she's upped the ante for cocaine, and there's a lot more money in it, and it's not unusual for hashish traffickers to start bringing cocaine. So, you know, well before this death sentence was, you know, made big news in the UK, I'd heard of her.
Right. So she's a well-known person for doing this kind of thing, as far as the people in Bali are concerned.
Well, I mean, you know, the drug dealing industry in Bali is, you know, pretty, most people don't talk, but so it's not like all of Bali knew who she was, but definitely, you know, the drug dealing scene knew who she was. And the fact that she brought hashish to Bali, good quality hashish to Bali, was well known to the point that when she was busted and she started helping police and snitching on people, I know for a fact that some dealers fled the island. It was just what they say, too hot.
So she has now, and she is, I have to keep stressing this, she is a British woman. She has been sentenced to death. How is the death penalty carried out in Bali?
Well, it's fairly grim. The last death sentence was in 2008, and the last three were the Bali bombing terrorists. And they were taken from their cells. They were moved from Hotel K to an island prison called Nusa Kambangan Island, which is like Indonesia's Alcatraz. And they were taken from their cells in the middle of the night, shackled, driven to a field. The three of them were tied to crosses. They could choose whether they had a hood put over their heads or not, and then a 12 sniper firing squad shot them dead. And that's how they do it in Indonesia. So it sounds very grim, but on the other hand, there's never been a Westerner executed. Many sentenced to death, but not executed to this point.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.